Introduction. Touch has been described as our first language because it serves as the primary system for our earliest contacts with the world. Ruin and Lane, 1991. Touch continues to play a role in the development of receptive and expressive communication throughout infancy, but its role changes as vision, hearing and language develop. For some children, however, sensory, physical and or cognitive impairments can render conventional methods of interpersonal communication inaccessible, and touch continues to play a key role in communicative acts. Hendrickson, 1997. Of all the modalities that are used in communication, it can be argued that touch is the most intimate. Hoos, 1977, illustrates the power of touch in communication. Quote, touching involves risk. It is a form of nonverbal communication and therefore may be misunderstood by one or both parties involved.